Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Shishir Poddar, CEO at Tirupati Graphite. Shishir, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Hi, Christine. Good to see you again after some time. Yeah, we're doing quite well.
That is great to hear. Very exciting news for you this week. You released your half year results. Talk to me about what you felt were some of the general highlights here.
So, Christine, we've been in very active mode. As you know, we are now into construction, developing larger capacities of graphite in the primary side and also in the value-added products. In the last quarter, we finished our 9,000-ton plant. We started construction of another 18,000-ton plant in Madagascar. We plugged in our first stage of the graphene center, and we are now also constructing about 5,000 tons capacity of the downstream value-added products like spherical graphite and expandable graphite, etc. So it's been a half year of hectic activity. That's on the growth and development side. We continue to show to the markets our ability to operate graphite operations at a plus of 50% operating margin. So you will recall we have a 3,000 ton proof of concept plant in Madagascar, and we also have a 1,200 ton expandable graphite plant in India. Across these two, we have established that even with these small plants, which were basically proof of concept establishing, we have earned very high end, probably industry highest operating margins. On the third side, we also now had a better way to give a guidance of the future. So in our announcement, people can see an outlook that we have given. By next year, mid, we'll be at a very much bigger 30,000 tons of graphite production in Madagascar. We'll have 5,000 tons of downstream in India. End of the year, we'll have almost 20,000 tons of downstream. So a lot going on.
And you did recently go through a $10 million capital raise. So are you still well-funded to continue scaling up in that way?
Yes, exactly. And, the way this, brings us financially, we are in a position, or we have raised sufficient capital we need to develop all these 30,000 tons into Madagascar, the downstream into India, and our graphene center, which is already now up and running. These capacities, if you correlate our margins from the smaller ones and see, they give us a good bottom line. So, we come in a very enviable position that, we have a reasonably good bottom line and a top line, obviously, which helps us for our financial needs for the further expansions.
And you mentioned having a higher operating margin compared to some of your competitors here. How else do you think that you differ?
Well, so in many ways, Christine, let me point out that we are the only company in the globe that emanates from a team which has been into graphite for decades and decades and decades. Not only myself, I've been in graphite for 30 years, but our entire extended team, they know it. They've been doing it for years and years together. One, that makes us, more better planned, better strategy in place, and also gives us the success. Second, we took a very different approach. If you see historically what capital we have raised, it will be kind of 20 million pounds all in since the inception of the company. Now in 20 million pounds that we've raised, you can equate it to say about $26 million, we are establishing the capacities that I said, you will see companies have burned much more cash on than this with zero capacities. So here you are looking at a company which is delivering, which is producing, which is selling, and the expanding its capacity step by step in sync with the markets. I haven't seen another graphite company trying to do this also or in this stage whatsoever, and that too with so much of lesser investment. Now come to the profits that we're making, or the earnings, that potential that we decipher, where we have the ability to make. There is one more public company. It's listed in Australia. They set up a very huge plant. They're still burning cash in operations. Forget, at the corporate level. We will be making cash at corporate level in the next financial year. So huge differentiators.
So as we head into 2022, what are some of the kind of immediate next milestones that investors should be keeping attention to?
So while, all the plans that are under implementation, they will obviously be completed. We've delivered, we've shown we have the ability to deliver. The key things is, the advanced materials side of our business. Graphene is in the cusp of large-scale commercialization. We've built or we've, developed technology to manufacture graphene, in a zero chemical manner. That's unique. I haven't come across any other source having the ability to do that. We now have our center, which is manufacturing, kg per day scale of graphene. And that's going around the world, to prospective applications. Then you will recall we also announced about the new composite of aluminium and graphene that we developed, that was about 6 months back. So the next stage there was to evolve that composite from the lab to a pilot scale of kg per day and getting to end users, getting to analytical, best of analytical teams around the world to establish its applications in very, very high-end, arenas. So wherever there's weight sensitivity towards electrical conductivity or thermal conductivity, this composite has the ability to reduce the weight to one third from, copper, which is currently mostly used. If this happens, just to give you an example, a car like a Model 3 would reduce its total weight by about 120 kilograms if all the copper was replaced with this composite, which means that the car can have about 15% more range without any change in the battery. Or for the same range, you can reduce the battery by 15%. So these are very big developments. Advanced materials are important for us to reach our sustainability goals. We must evolve materials which can reduce consumption, which can make us more energy efficient. That's what we are working on. While our graphite business is, our bread and butter, that's the core of what we have today. These are what will give us a very big future, we feel. So look out on what we say about these.
We definitely will. Shashir, it was really great to catch up. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot, Christine. Look forward to speaking to you again sometime.